The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Monday edition of Free Fire Radio. It's the 11th of July. I am here. This is Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. And I'm here along with my good friend, Eric Woodstrom, who's Vice President and Senior Commercial Relationship Manager. I like
that's a lot of words.
Relationship Manager from Golden Valley Bank. Good morning.
Morning, Linda.
All right.
Great
so
to
we're,
be here.
We're going
to
be here together this morning between 7 and 8. Now, at 7:30, we have... If you're wondering what's happening with the VFW, we were going to be discussing that. Eric and I are going to be covering some local things this morning, and then we do have our Shasta College on this morning at 8 o'clock. So that's the, kind of the rundown for the show. Carl has the day off. He's on assignment, as we would say. He's got some things going on that he's got to get done. And let's, you know, where's the weather here? I'm trying to find the...
Hey, I got that for you, Linda, over here.
Oh, Pat! Want.
Good morning.
Pat's at the helm, Pat! Good morning. Are you our producer today? I didn't realize. I thought you came in to hold my hand.
No, you did, kind of.
Let's go on.
Yes, no, today, everybody could probably guess in Reading, we're back to our normal heat. It's going to be sunny and hot. Can you believe this with a high near 112?
Oh, I thought it was 111.
Well,
you know, throwing another degree in there, whatever.
And there'll be a slight wind, so we do have that fire danger. People need to watch out. It's going to be clear tonight, 76. Going to give me, guess what it'll be tomorrow?
What?
Sunny and hot.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, can you guess that one?
No.
Sunny and hot.
I mean, are we jumping down?
Of course,
last week we were jumping down almost 20 degrees.
We're going to go down to 104 on Tuesday.
Ooh.
And Wednesday, it'll be a calm and collected 99. So,
when it's like this, you feel that bake come on. All right, go on. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So we're down to clear around 71 on Thursday night. Friday will be 103, around 70 at night. And Saturday, 101. It's going to be hot on the weekend. It's going to be hot all week, you know, and we give people that usual precaution about their pets and their children.
Mm.
Don't even do it for a minute, okay?
So, no, don't even think about it. And I cringe. Cringe when I see people walking their dogs on the cement. I'm like, you know what? Take your shoes off right now. Get barefoot, and you walk that whole three blocks. I don't get it. It really drives me crazy. How about you, Eric?
Drives me crazy, too, Linda.
You have pets?
No, we don't have any more. Mm-hmm. We've had dogs, but our last one passed away a couple of years ago.
It's tough.
Yeah, the heat is just a difficult time. I mean, you need to keep a lot of water available for them and keep them in shade and cool.
Right. And, Pat, thank you so much. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, located in Anderson, of course, out there where they do Shasta, everything that's propane and gas. The Kinney family, they're secret angels. They do a lot of stuff in our community that's not really, they don't tout it a lot. And so we love them. They've been with us since day one. Again, we were talking before we started about people in the service.
Yes.
And Eric and I had the great pleasure of joining a super good friends of ours. Which is an interesting combination. It was the first time we did this combination together, these three couples.
Yes.
And they have been a long-time military family.
Right.
And
several generations.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you've done business with them.
We've done business with them. You know, they're really good people, and it was just a good evening to kind of listen and talk and
right.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you know, Eric and I go back years. We went to the same high school, we're the same age, but we didn't really hang out in high school. We kind of knew some of the peripheral, some of the same people, and then of course we reconnected through a Turtle Bay event.
Right.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about what it was, our experience since we've been in Reading, because mine's 15 years.
And ours is just 22.
Right, because you were talking about your kids going to...
All of our kids... Growing up here.
And went to what school?
They went to Shasta High School.
And before that?
Grant.
Grant. They went to Grant. Yeah. So you were talking about that because of some of the common friends that we have whose kids went to Grant. And Camille was discussing how she knew this person and that person. It's just interesting how our community connects like that. So let's talk a little bit about how you don't, you know, people can talk about things, meaning we all go through a tragedy, but we don't really understand because it, maybe it's not our house or our stuff, and we try to have a heart. But we went to our friend's house, that's Eric and Camille and Carl and I, in the Sunset Hills area.
Yes, in the sun. Yes, up off of Sunset.
Kind of in that new development, Salt Creek. Isn't that called Salt Creek?
It's between Salt Creek and Sunset. Yeah. Right.
And how Carl and I have been going there. We haven't been there in a couple of years, but obviously before the car fire. But we could not believe how much we couldn't find ourselves around because there was...
How the neighborhood and the landscape was... I mean, we're 5 years, almost 5 years from the fire, and you know how the landscape has changed and the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, the friend's house that we went to, the whole next day, the only three houses on their street were saved. Mm-hmm. All of the rest of it is now. We're talking about an older, established, beautiful neighborhood in Reading. All of it's new construction, and that their three houses were saved, but it burned all the way up to the back of their house. Now, in the years past, when we went to their house, it was like a jungle behind their house. You couldn't see anything, and they had a walkway that would walk behind. And I remember them saying, you know, every kind of wild creature you can find. Now you can go. We walked through the door from the back of their fence on. It was like
Wide open. It was
you
clear.
Could, yeah,
it was different.
Yeah.
Looking at the new Salt Creek subdivision and to the west. Mount Bali and out towards Whiskeytown, and it's a view that was not there before.
And I'm not really sure if we've had a show or if there's been any kind of discussion about here locally, and I would like to talk about what for those people who survived the fire, whose house is burned down. I mean, we've got friends that we know, dear friends, whose house burned down, and then they rebuilt, and they rebuilt something beautiful, actually in a fire zone again.
Okay.
But didn't rebuild on their property. They sold their property and like a new, but their kids are getting married and they're like, we have to embrace a new beginning, like new changes, evolving changes. That's kind of the face that we see in our friendship. But I'm just curious, like for those people who had the houses left behind in their neighborhood, what kind of psychological trauma. Yeah. Still, like the survivor's remorse or...
Yeah, that's, you know, looking at that neighborhood too, there's still a number of homes that had burned down that haven't been rebuilt where the driveways are cut in.
Yeah.
It's still there and then there's
just
nothing else. And then there's just a lot.
Like maybe
around us, we live out west, out Placer a little ways, and the fire didn't cross Placer to where our side of that, but the Ranchland Acres, there was several homes lost up there, but not the devastation that I think this neighborhood had and some of the other neighborhoods through like Victoria and along 299 and Keswick, of course, and Old Shasta.
And over by the river.
And over by the river, yes. Yeah, down along Heartland.
Wow. And that's that same fire that came in and just came up the hill and was devastating.
Yeah.
But it was really wonderful to reconnect with old friends, and so we, you know, encourage everybody to do that. And then along those lines, I wanted to share that Pat and Olga, we had her wonderful piano concert. And that would have been at somebody who was a very prominent physician in this town has rebuilt in that same area, but bought a lot, built this beautiful home. And Pat and Olga, together with Piano Angels, put on just a fabulous home concert with her complete, it was like a salon performance.
Yeah, it was magnificent. I mean, she is a world-class pianist. She plays for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Russian trained, started at age 4. She's one of the best in the world and comes once a year to visit her mother, who immigrated from Moscow to Reading. So we get to take advantage of that. And she supports Piano Angels and raised a lot of money for Piano Angels last evening. And
it was a 3 o'clock performance. And, you know, which is beautiful because that means, you know, this Sunday afternoon with people who maybe can't drive at night. It was just 30 people in this kitchen living room, this gorgeous piano that, of course, Pat found out about this only two in Reading piano. But she was playing, she played Moonlight Sonata, but she had a couple different composers. We interviewed her last week. And I mean, you know, it transports you into this, like you were saying, Pat, when somebody's world class like that, it just like this thing came through her body. Like, I felt like that same feeling when I first saw, I've just drawn a blank on it. I cried like a baby. I have no idea what it was in for. Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, sure.
You know, it just overtook me. And her greatness.
It's like the music and the person become one. They just become one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So thank you for that. And again, that was in that same area. And okay. They built that house with joy, and they were so enlightening. And those are the beautiful things we love about Reading. But they said, and I'm going to break with this, they said, when I retired, we could have gone anywhere and people thought we would leave. And he said, but we decided that because of this community and because of people and friends like you, we wanted to stay. Kids have gone off.
Right.
And they could gone anywhere. And I just thought, well, that's us.
And that's us.
And that's you.
Yeah, our kids are up and gone. They're graduated. They're all working, doing different things. And we've had chances to leave, too, for different reasons. But we're here. And
well,
it's a great community.
It's a great community. Yep. And you're doing great things within the community. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what you do again.
Sure.
And discuss like how you're seeing things growing and rutting, and et cetera. Eric Woodstrom's here with me. Of course, he's with Golden Valley Bank. This is Linda Bott. Pat Karcher's at the helm. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR1460.com and 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, I love this song.
I woke up dog tired, beat down half dead.
Who, now, who's the artist again?
So this is Mark Chestnut.
Yes. Mark Chestnut was around the time of, in the 90s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines with one stop to get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend with the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaskan cruise. Book now at Airlines at AlaskaAirlines.com, Redding. Well, speaking of Redding and all things Redding, my good friend Eric Woodstrom is with us today, and he is the vice president of and senior commercial relationship manager from Golden Valley Bank. You guys are doing great things.
Yes, we are. First of all, we're having a lot of fun, and
you do have fun there.
Yes, we do. We do.
You did the whole rodeo thing with one of those. If anybody went to the rodeo and you saw those tents that are that new, like the
new area, right?
Lifted up and like the VIP, and that was.
We had a fun time there too. Yes, we. It's good to support the rodeo and all the a lot of the events in town and nonprofits in town. But we're Golden Valley Bank. Is about 16 years old, started in Chico, had always had a lender here in town with just an office, but 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, signed a lease, and 4 years ago opened up a full service office up on Hempstead, and we're just above View 202 in the big gray building, and we have
beautiful space.
Yeah, and we're just providing banking services to people and businesses in our community, and involved in a lot of things. We're involved in, of course, the chamber and the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, and a lot of the community events. We've seen a lot of consolidation in banking in the last 5 to 10 years, with banks being purchased, bought, and closed, and on and on and on, and still feel that there's a strong need for a community bank.
Yes.
There's other community banks here in town, but the number we're getting smaller and smaller, and just looked like a great opportunity. Of course, I've been in banking here in Redding the whole time we've been up here, 22 years, and it's a great community to serve as far as providing, banking services, financial services, loans, deposits, cash management services for the business community.
I will say we have some friends that have a huge, huge, huge world-renowned company, and they chose your bank to do their banking. I'm not going to mention any names because that's very personal. But they chose your bank. And they looked around and they just were like, they threw their arms up in the air about where they were at that particular time. And I think that speaks volumes.
Well, yes. We feel it's an honor to be able to provide service, because there's a lot of banks, and the nuts and bolts of banking are pretty straightforward, but how you can be different is with service and a commitment to your customers. And we are small, we're big enough to have all the technology and products that just about every business could want or need, or people could want or need, but small enough that we can, when you call, someone picks up the phone. There's not a call center. There's not a, you don't go to a recording. You don't wait. We work with the customers, solve the problems, you know, help try and meet their needs. And in this case, you know, it was kind of a unique circumstance. It's a business that has a lot of moving parts as far as, they have an international, exposure to what they do. And we were able to put together a banking program for them to help them, you know, collect money, their receivables from their customers, help them do business in a way that they hadn't had in 10 or 15 years.
Saved them a lot of money.
And saved them a lot of money at the end of the day, too.
Right. Yep. Okay, so let's talk about today.
Yes.
What does Eric Woodstrom, in your position, I know you said you had a conference call, so you're going to be leaving here this morning at 8. We got Shasta College. I got that covered. But, like, what do you – what? Tell us what today is.
Well, today is
– in your life.
Yeah, we'll have the conference call.
In your position.
And so that's an internal call we have every Monday morning talking about laying out the
right.
You know, the roadmap for the week. But then I have we have one loan closing on a purchase of a building here in town by a group of people. Yeah, for their business. So we have that closing that they signed documents on Friday. We'll help coordinate that. We've got two other prospective customers that I'm meeting with, talking about how to structure some financing. One is for equipment. They work in the woods and they have these big pieces of equipment that just eat up the forest. Some of the places where they're burned, so we'll talk about that. And then the second one is, once again, buying a building for their expanding business. So helping them, you know, structure the loan so it meets the needs of their cash, their income, and helping them get it closed, helping them buy the building so they can expand their business. So that's kind of what today is.
Right.
So
right.
Pretty normal day, really, meeting
right.
with businesses or people that are, wanting to, you know, we talk about lending and there's kind of two reasons two good reasons for people to lend money, for banks to lend money to people. One is to make them happy. They're buying a house, they're buying a car, they're buying a boat.
Or a business like us.
And the second is to create wealth. And so they're growing their business, they're acquiring a business. And those are kind of the two primary reasons. And if we stay with that and keep that in mind and work as a goal to make either people happy or wealthy or both, then, we've done a good job.
Fantastic. Well, I know that you, we always say this about you, but in a former place that you worked, Eric Woodstrom was the man who held our hand as we walked through our painful decision during the time of, in 2009, when the economy was down, would these two people, this husband and wife, newly married, come in and buy a business like a crazy people? But we did it.
But here you are.
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Talk about somebody who owns a business, veteran-owned business, really works hard, is very knowledgeable, very trustworthy. That's Jeff at Crackmaster. If you've got a chip or a crack right now with the heat going in and out of the air conditioning, and into the cotton cold, this is when you really are going to have a crack and a chip that's going to grow. So take care of it. Go in and get an estimate, or go in and find out, is it something that he can fix? 241-8373, located at 3208 Market Street, South Market. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott along with Eric Woodstrom. And we've got some special guests coming up in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. Lamalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug Lamalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Turn it up, buddy. Rip it. Yeah, I like that. I like that bump music to show me who's boss on Monday. And that's what we're talking about this morning, about, you know, what do we need to do in order to make it move, dreams move forward, that kind of thing. Welcome back to our program. That's 7:30 in the morning. It's Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. And with me this morning is the one and only Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Love the fact that we had some mutual friends that we got together with on Saturday night.
Yep,
and I said, hey, look, can you – Monday, you said, I'm there.
I'll be here.
Yeah, before you have to go into the business conference call. This portion of the show, we're going to be talking about veterans things here in just a moment. But speaking of veteran, we love to support veteran businesses, and they, in turn, support us, which is a veteran-owned business. And so we have used this man, and we really thank the world of Mike Huber from Estate Granite, coming into homes, and he can do anything with an artistic eye when it comes to stone and tile and any kind of thing you could possibly think of when it comes to an outside fire pit or just you know, anything in your home or your shower or your kitchen. That's Mike at Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE. All right, with us this morning is Wes Tucker and Frank Rose. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So we're talking about the VFW, and Wes Tucker is here, who is the commander of VFW Post 1934. You've been located for a long time next to Woody's, and welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Yeah, we've been there since 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
Since 1994. And if I'm not mistaken, I do know that Eric Woodstrom in all of his professional career as a banker here in Reading was one of the people responsible for helping Woody's develop and launch.
We did their financing initially to get in there and help them find a location.
Right.
Spend some time with them was a lot of fun. And they've been a nice successful business.
So Woody's would then lease the building, lease the space, and the VFW, the people who own the building, this is happening a lot in Reading right now, so we have a heart for those people who maybe have been in the same place for quite some time. A new person comes in and buys the building, and they have other ideas of what they want to do with their space. So the VFW has been there since 1994. And tell us, Wes, where are you going now? What you doing? And how can we help you?
Well, we are currently working on moving into another location, which is over by Orchard Nutrition. It's the old Marshall's Florist. It's a great space. It's going to have better parking and a lot of really exciting opportunities over there. And a lot of our veterans are pretty excited about the move. It's going to be hard to leave what we consider home, but it's also going to be a really good fresh start for us so that we can get going in a new direction.
What's your square footage?
Right now we're sitting at over 5,000 square feet, but a lot of it's we don't use it as much. So our new location is going to be about 2,000 square feet, and it's a good size. We got a good rate on it, and the space is a lot more usable than the space that we currently have. So
you have your bar, and you still have your license. You can.
Correct. We're doing a premise-to-premise transfer for our ABC license.
Okay. And then do you still have a little area to play pool?
Yeah, we're going to have to downsize, but we'll still have a pool table.
Yeah, that's always fun. Mm-hmm. And shuffleboard, or not shuffleboard, but whatever, the table
shuffleboard.
Board.
Yeah, we'll have our shuffleboard table. We'll see how it fits when we move in, but we have a very good engineering team that's helping us out, and Don, he's an old CB from Vietnam. He's our contractor, and he's a good guy. He seems to think we'll be able to fit it, and I trust him. So there you go.
So what are we trying to get to the public, information to the public today? I mean, we appreciate what you're doing. We feel what it is to move. We want to know what the Veterans of Foreign Wars. All right, so that's what VFW stands for. Let's talk about the layman that's driving. Like, okay, what do you? Okay, it's like a title, but they can't understand maybe what the body is. Can you share with us why you're here and what you need?
Okay, so yeah, the Veterans of Foreign War, we do a lot of things for local veterans. We help out with all sorts of things, whether it be wheelchairs or scholarships or members in distress. And right now we are members who could use some financial help. Between material, we currently are going to be paying rent in two locations. Like I said, our previous landlord, he did give us 2 months of free rent, so that was very helpful to us. But we're getting to a point where we're going to have to start paying rent in two locations. And then in addition to that, we're having to convert a florist into a bar. And the fact is you can't do that for free. So our contractor thinks that we're going to need about $60,000 to get the move from one location to another. And so I am asking the very generous and very veteran-loving community to help out your local VFW and help us get moved over there so we can continue to do a lot of really good things for local veterans.
Do you have a place that people can go to, Wes, that like where there's a plan and some documents where people can actually visually see what you're planning on doing so they can, you know, I mean, in today's society, it's like they want to honor you, but where is the layout or the business plan, so people, if they're investing, they know what they're.
Okay, that's it. You know, I don't currently, but I'll put something on our local Facebook page so people can see what we're working on, what our progress going forward is. We also have a wonderful photographer who's going to start to document the actual transition out. We have all our permits, the actual us moving forward and the work that we're doing. So the fact is, we were just in a place where we didn't have really much of a choice, so we had to move. And we found a great location, and we wanted to make sure we scooped it up. But I can definitely get our layout up there and get a lot of our plans up there and start documenting the progress.
Because, Eric, you would share with Wes as a businessman and a banker how important that is.
Yeah, just to know, you know, when we're asking for, when people want to contribute, what it's going to, so they can visualize it. And everybody likes to see either a rendering or, you know, a list of what you need and what the money's going to.
Yeah, outstanding. No, yeah, completely understandable.
Makes the ask a lot easier. I've also been on your side, you know, with a bunch of different nonprofits here in town asking for capital improvements, and I think that's, it's an exciting project. I think you're going to be happy with the move.
I mean, think so.
Yeah. A lot of work.
But if somebody's looking right now and they're hearing this show and they, you know, happen to have some funds that they were looking for something particular, maybe an uncle or an aunt or somebody in their family, and they had this heart for the veterans, how do they go about getting in touch with you to help you? Let's say you're looking for, it's going to cost you $5,000 to move your stuff in a car. I mean, what do you want to call it? Like a moving company to move you from here to there. Let's just hypothetically say we need that much money for that. How do they get in touch with you?
So we're located at 1251 Oregon Street, and you can give the VFW a call and ask them. Right now it's really hard for us to – we can't do like a GoFundMe account because of the type of because of our articles of incorporation and the type of nonprofit that we are. We can't do like a crowdfunded – So we really are asking not only for your finances, but for the legwork to come down and actually write the check or give the check to our location.
Yeah, but if there's someone, like in Linda's example, had a moving company and said, we want to help you, we'll contribute it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Get a hold, come on down to VFW, call the VFW, let them know.
Can you give us that phone number? And do you have something online or a Facebook? Is there Facebook VFW 1934?
There is. We're Reading VFW Post 1934 on Facebook. And our phone number, let me look it up. You think I'd know it by heart with as many times I get phone calls from them, but I do not yet.
Well, I have it right here.
Oh, you do?
530-601, just because Eric handed me your card. 604-0838. But Facebook is a real common way to get a hold of people and as well. So, I mean, I was just thinking that people want to give. They just get busy, and it's like, oh, let me tuck that away, and before you know it, 3 months passes by, and, oh, I didn't, what can I do? So
right.
We need immediate action.
That's actually not our...
Oh, sorry.
That's our... that is my number, so I appreciate you putting my number out there for everyone. However,
that works too right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call. If you want to give me money, you give me a call,
there
and I will make sure it goes to the right place, I promise. But our post number is 530-241-9168. We're also very responsive on Facebook, so I'm actually the administrator on it, so if you're interested in reaching out, I'll be more than happy to
leave a message there. And you'll get right back.
Absolutely.
Do you have a timeline for when you for an optimal timeline to move?
So right now, our current landlord is not going to push us out until we're ready to go.
Sure.
So we're hoping, because we're paying rent in two locations, our timeline is as soon as possible. But we finally got the permits back, and we're starting work really this week.
So Frank, I know you're always doing, every single day, you're doing a multitude of things for the veterans.
Yes.
Did you schedule this for today?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to say is, for me, taking pictures and doing the PR for many organizations, including VFW Post here in town, is that taking pictures of when they start. I took some pictures already of the inside of the facility when they removed the floor and all of that, and now we're on hold. Now we're going to work again. So what I'm saying is, for me, it's an exciting thing. They got a storybook tale of the rebirth of the VFW as it became almost out now. It's step by step, and it's going to be a great thing, and it's an exciting thing for me to see, and it's going to be an exciting thing to view when it's all done, step by step.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we wish you well, and we have a very generous community, and I think people are looking to do things to help you stay and grow, and we appreciate so much you being on today.
Do you mind if I give one more
request? No, please.
Request? So we have a member of ours who passed away last week. His name is David Lee. He's been a long-time member, really a staple of our VFW, good man. His wife is one of the most beautiful souls you'll ever meet in your life. And we have a jug right now as well. The Post is going to contribute some money to help go towards his cremation and his burial and things of that nature over at IGO. But if you're feeling like you want to help an actual local veteran and his recent widow, then we do have a jug in the office right now. We've raised a few hundred dollars. We've raised about $500 right now. We're continuing to raise money, and it's all going to go directly to her to help her with the burial costs and things like that. So if you are over there and you're feeling generous, Dave Lee's a great man. So.
Oh, wonderful.
And
thank you for that.
Bring it by the VFW?
Yeah. Yep. We have a big old 5-gallon water jug that people have just been filling with cash.
All right. And wonderful. That's right next to Woody's.
Correct.
What are your hours?
We open at 11, and we close usually about 6:30.
Okay, so people can run over on their lunch hour or right after work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate the information.
All right. Be with you.
And may the force be with you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on KCNR1460.com.
Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
60 a.m. Linda?
Yeah, well, you know, Eric, I just threw you in.
I know you did.
Listen, you gotta roll with me, buddy.
I've gotta have your back.
If we're gonna swim, if we're gonna float down the Sacramento River, we both have to lift that raft.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Remember that? Because we were Rio rats. If you were gonna float down the river, if you were gonna float down the river from it, just say American River Drive down to Rio.
Yes.
You're gonna have to carry that raft over.
We both have to have our oars in the water.
And carry it over the bluff to get back to school. That's kind of how we grew up. Hey, this portion of the show is, speaking of which, Maxwell Financial Insurance. Now, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, meaning they'll help you invest. And helping families, seniors, and businesses owners since 1993, she does handles our insurance. And we have a little static going on there, Pat. What's going on?
It's just static electricity from the hot weather.
Oh, hey, really?
And it's before Monday morning.
Roll on. That call that just came in was from Rob Burrows.
Oh.
So the Silver Star vets are going to donate $200 toward that fund.
Oh, wow.
Towards the funeral?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's just so important. I mean, I think about, you know, there's a generation that doesn't really, maybe... Again, they don't.
They're not as impacted,
and they don't take care of. You know, they. I don't know. I know for my family, my dad's a Korean War veteran. They don't talk about death, even though they've got all their plans. But they, you know, here's Lee and I. I mean, there is a will, but it's still like, well, you know, there's really no discussion about where we're going, what we're doing, and how that's going to happen. And so my heart really feels for the widow. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, your life is, there's such an empty space. And, Rob Burrows has been doing such incredible things for our veterans. And, you know, this kind of coincides with Maxwell Insurance because she does a lot of work with veterans and seniors. Mm-hmm. And, so that makes my heart feel really good that Rob's listening. Thank you, Rob, and all that you do. All right. We were going to discuss a few other things.
What would you like to talk about? You want me to talk about something?
Yes.
Well, you know, we've all listened to the news. We've seen the impact, you know, economically where we're going. We've got high inflation. Interest rates are going up. Labor costs are going up for businesses. A lot of things that have changed in the last 6 months and certainly in the last 12 months in the business world and in our economy, both locally and nationally. So what does that really mean? I think what we're seeing in our local economy is we're certainly seeing a slowing in the real estate sales and appreciation. Mm-hmm. And that'll, you know, for a builder or a seller of real estate, that's might not be what they were planning on, but I think overall it's healthy to slow things down. Home prices are getting, you know, so that it's unaffordable. When I was on here last year and we talked, you know, a young couple earning $15 to $20 an hour could afford a $450,000 home, you know, with where rates were at the time. Now that same young couple can afford about a $350,000
right.
home because their income doesn't cover the cost like it did before with lower
right.
rates. So it's slowing down the market. There's fewer buyers for the homes that are on the market. We still have a very short supply of homes on the market, but it's growing. But I think we're certainly seeing an adjustment in the residential market. What does that mean for our economy? Well, a lot of our economy is supports the trades, the construction supplies, material, and subcontractors. And so we're going to see a slowing. We are seeing a slowing of our economy, and it'll probably continue for some time as long as, you know, the Federal Reserve has raised rates, commensurately the banks. We've raised our commercial rates some, not as much as the Fed has, but, it will see a slowing in our economy.
Well, okay, so I know that we keep an eye on like the real estate, and we have our real estate experts on.
Yes.
Once a month, and we have seen it, as you go on Zillow or you talk to them, price drop $40,000.
Yes.
Price drop.
Yep. We talked earlier about the loan and project that we are trying to close that we had the signing on Friday. I was down at the title company and having a conversation with their lead officer, and they're providing purchase transactions for a subdivision here in town, and they said that out of the 12 homes in that subdivision that were sold, all of them have repriced down, that the buyers have, you know, dug their heels in and threatened to cancel or wanted to cancel because the seller has lowered the price a little bit. So that's going on consistently.
So does Golden Valley do home loans?
Yes, we do.
Right.
Do home mortgages.
And so what are the rates now?
The 30-year rates, I mean, they spiked. They went a little bit over 6, and they're down in the low 5s and to 5.5 right now for conforming. And the conforming loans, you know, in our area can be up to $647,000. So they cover most of our
area.
Area.
So, because that's interesting to me, because
yep.
I think that we locked in like at something in the 4s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we had a period of time for 2 or 3 years where rates were, you know, in the 4s, low
mm-hmm.
4s. We've, you know, down in the 3s even. 15-year rates were high 2s. And it, you know, that's, I've been in business for a long time.
Yes.
And it's never been that low. And that was part of coming, the pandemic, an economic slowdown, trying to stimulate, our economy. Well, it worked. But now the Fed is raising rates to try and slow it down. Because if we keep with inflation, you know, our dollar won't go as far as it did a year ago. One good thing that we're seeing, one of our customers is a wholesale fuel supplier, sells bulk fuel to
right.
companies. And came in last week and said that, came in two weeks ago and said, you know, on the wholesale market, diesel costs are down $1 a gallon. Came in last week and he said, I got more good news. It's now down $1.50, and he's passing that on to his wholesale buyers. And it'll eventually start trickling down at the pump.
Well, I'm glad because
yeah.
those people who own diesel trucks or own diesel cars have just been, especially if it's your first time buyer and you bought a truck or something that
yeah.
would have been a diesel thinking, especially in construction trade. That was been ridiculous with
yeah.
the cost of diesel.
Well, and all of our materials and goods that we buy during the day, whether it's food, stuff from the store, you know, they're all impacted by fuel costs because it takes diesel fuel to deliver
mm-hmm,
them here.
Mm-hmm.
And so with, you know, that's one of the layers of costs that went up quite a bit over the last 6 to 9 months, causing prices to increase. And I think we'll see that either slowing down or maybe even reversing, you know, in the near term, 30, 60 days.
Well, thank you so much for
sure.
joining me this morning, Eric Woodstrom. You've always been like in my inner circle for somebody that we go to or I go to for advice.
Well, thank you.
And with a real trusting eye and ear of how to do things, and because you're in the world you're in, with banking, you really have to have fortitude as well.
Well, thank you.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think
foresee.
So. Yep, you have some foresight.
Foresight, thank you.
Yep.
And fortitude.
And fortitude sometimes. Sometimes.
Having a business takes a lot of fortitude,
yes.
Is what I'm trying to say.
No.
Well, coming up in the next hour, we have Shasta College on. Now, don't go anywhere because we've got Pam Naranja, who is about wastewater treatment. And we're talking about a lot of developments and things that are going on with wastewater treatment. We've got Cyrus Jr. here for J&J Pumps. He's going to talk us a little bit about how that is working with the, what does that mean when you've got the pumps and the water treatment? And then later on in the hour, we'll have the Director of Fire Technology out of Shasta College, Donovan Lacey. So we've got a great show coming up the next hour here on KCNR. You can also hear us online at KCNR1460.com and 1460 AM later on in the archives as well. This is Linda Bott, and thank you, Eric Woodstrom.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Pat, as well. We'll see you in the next hour here on KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR. Shasta Redding will go with the news.
...of a public health emergency declaration, even though the White House has said it doesn't seem like a great option. Mr. Biden also urged abortion rights supporters to keep protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Pro-life groups are blasting the president's executive order last week, which is aimed at promoting abortion access. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gas prices have dropped an average 24 cents in the past month, now $4.86 per gallon on average, according to fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg. When it comes to diesel fuel, that's another story. While prices have dropped, they are still sky high.
The current retail diesel price is $5.76 per gallon. It's down 13 cents in the past 2 weeks. The year-ago comparison is quite severe. The current price is $2.46 higher than it was 1 year ago.
And she expects fuel prices to decline further in the weeks ahead. Russian missiles pounding Ukraine's second-largest city, and what the local administrator is describing as absolute terrorism. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow down 167 points. The NASDAQ is off 234 for a loss of more than 2%, and the S&P down 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Streets in the gambling mecca of Macau are empty after casinos and most other businesses ordered to close while the Chinese territory near Hong Kong fights a coronavirus outbreak. Residents told to stay inside unless they're buying food or other necessities. Authorities warn anyone violating the rules will be punished. Casinos were ordered over the weekend to close for at least a week as the number of cases in the territory of 700,000 people rose. A tense fifth bull run in Pamplona, Spain, has left three people gored, three others with bruises, according to the Spanish Red Cross. It was the first run with gorings in the festival so far this year. There are three more daily runs before it wraps up on Thursday. A Red Cross worker tells Spanish national TV that one man was gored on the street, and the two others were pierced by a bull's horn inside the bull ring at the end of the run. News and analysis. Townhall.com. The labor crunch that we've heard so much about is actually helping one segment of society.
Economists say the shortage is bad for employers, but does present an opportunity for former prisoners. Special training programs in several states now trying to fill some of the 11 million open jobs in the U.S. through the Second Chance Hiring. It's a practice of employing people who do have a criminal record. A survey finds 53% of HR professionals say they would be willing to hire people with a criminal background. Jason Walker reporting.
For the first time, a pharmaceutical company has asked permission to sell a birth control pill over the counter in the U.S. HRA Pharma says the timing of its application is not related to the Supreme Court's recent ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, returning the abortion issue to the states. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Monday morning edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also online at KCNR1460.com. And let's see, the mask is down, so we're also online. And this is Linda Bott. You know, Carl is on assignment, as we would say this morning. He is running around. He's got business to take care of. Otherwise, he would be here this morning because we're very excited about this coming up hour. But first, let's hear the Pat Karsh is at the helm. Let's hear what's happening with the weather.
Good morning, Linda. Today is going to be, guess what, sunny and hot with a high near 112. There's a little bit of a breeze out there, so we got to be fire careful. And then tonight we'll go down to 76. Tuesday, 104, and down to 71 at night. Wednesday, a little bit cooler, 99. That's cool in Redding. So 70. And then Thursday, it's going to start creeping up, 101. Friday, 103. And then the weekend is going to be over 100.
So all right.
Watch those pets and those kids, right?
Absolutely. This is dangerous. Red. Does it say a fire advisory on that red warning?
No fire advisory now, but just a heat advisory.
Yeah. Well, later on in the program, we are going to be having our Fire Academy Director of Fire Technology, Donovan Lacey, on. But before we go into this wonderful moment with our Shasta College experts, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is fully accredited as a chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And of course, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We always have to thank our sponsors because they are what help the boat float. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Shasta Gas Propane. We are very happy. A veteran-owned business with Shasta Gas Propane that has been sponsoring our weather for the last 13 years here on KCNR. We're going to be coming up to our 13th anniversary in December. So, hi, this is Linda Bott, and I am so excited about today because I love when Peter Griggs puts together. We are always so pleasantly surprised with the experts and the people living here in Redding that are just doing great things with our community and teaching our young minds or our, you know, don't have to be young. I mean, I would hope that if I went to school, I could also learn at this stage in my life. But we have, Pam Noronha. Is that correct?
Yes, Noronha.
Noronha. Okay, who is a faculty teaching water and wastewater treatment.
Yes, correct.
And you've brought along with you also Cyrus Jr. from J&J Pumps. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, so let's talk about what wastewater treatment is. Let's start with that. Let's go a little bit about yourself, and you are a student and also an instructor in the program. Let's talk about what you're doing.
Sure. Thank you, Linda. Well, yes, hello, everyone. I am a student of Shasta College. I graduated in 1998 with a certificate in water and wastewater treatment technology from the program. It literally changed my life. I was in my mid-30s at the time. Wasn't too sure what I was going to do with my life, but I knew one thing was important. It was water and wastewater, and I figured I'd always have a job.
Well, I just, okay, So you're in your middle 30s. You go to Shasta College. Why? And what? And how come water?
Well, at the time, I was an ecosystem management technician up in Siskiyou County, sponsored by Siskiyou Training and Employment Program, and I had relocated from the Bay Area. And I was looking for a new opportunity. I fell in love with the North State. I just loved it. And I was like, how do I stay here? How do I find a career? And forestry, I had problems cutting trees. I loved being outside, but I was like, no, what's even more important? And I thought public health. Public health. And water, drinking water treatment, and sewage treatment, otherwise known as wastewater treatment, are super important.
Oh, my gosh. I love your philosophy. Because water is the one thing that we all need as human beings, besides
yes.
love, you know, love and water. But, you know, water is what sustains our body.
Correct. And the environment.
And the
everything
environment.
Around us.
And everything around us. So how do you feel? I mean, this is just so off script. What, you know, we know that there is probably a place for marijuana. I'm just going to completely maybe blow your mind with my question. And tell me, look at me with the big eyes, and then I'll just tell the people on that are listening. Like, the big eyes are going on, so I can't ask that question. But it makes me think about the waste of what happens with all the chemicals with pot farms, with people, you know, saturating the land with chemicals that shouldn't be there, and thus you've got, like, three-legged frogs and weird growths and people being sick. How do you get across to these people about, with all this illegal chemical stuff, to stop it? Because otherwise we're all going to die.
Well, Linda, that is a whole nother part of the story. At Shasta College, in the program, students will learn about how to treat drinking water and how to treat that wastewater. But it goes far beyond just working at a drinking water treatment facility or perhaps City of Reading's wastewater treatment facility. It also brings the knowledge and the recognition that we have problems outside our sewage treatment systems, outside our drinking water systems. If you have places that are illegal grows and those chemicals are getting into the waterways and seeping into the aquifer, they are affecting rural wells all through the North State.
So you could be like an independent, just say you have 5 acres. Oh, I got my dream ranch, got my animals and my pigs and my chickens. You have no idea. You think you're off grid, but your water could be affected from those illegal grows.
Sure. Yes. And your neighbors, everybody around you. And that's part of what's so wonderful about this program and studying water and wastewater treatment.
Mm.
It's a systems approach. And we forget about that. We like to think that drinking water is in its own place. It's a silo. Right? You learn this one thing. You're treating drinking water for potability, for bathing, and that sort of thing. And then you have sewage treatment, which is the wastewater going out. They're all linked, in part because our water system on this planet is never going to be replenished. It is the same. And so when you're living on one property and you have your neighbors depending on what they're doing, it's all affecting. And we need to start thinking from a systems perspective.
Oh, I love that. We're all in this thing together on the planet.
We are.
All right. So how did you become involved with Shasta College and the wastewater treatment certificate program in the first place?
Yes. Well, it was very fortuitous. I worked in the public sector for several years. Almost 20 years as an operator, grade 3 operator, both in water and wastewater treatment. Went back to school, got an MPA, figuring I'm going to be a public works director someday. But no, I'm an entrepreneur in the water space. I get an MBA. How do I give back now that I don't work at a utility? Tom Warnock, he's an engineer at Pace Engineering here in Reading, taught for 30 years. Tom was my teacher back between 1996 and 1998.
Mine too.
And so when the opportunity came up last fall, I thought, here's my opportunity to give back to the program that changed my life. And even though I don't work in water and wastewater anymore, I'm in director of operations for 17 Asset Management, a startup, I still am passionate about water and want to give back.
And finally, I love that. So we've got to take a break. But see, I tell you how fast it goes by. We've got a couple minutes left for this particular question. Is this a good field for women to consider?
Yes, absolutely. At the time when I joined into the career space, there were far fewer women. But there are so many opportunities: laboratory analyst, environmental compliance inspector, instrument technician, operations on both sides of water and wastewater. Interestingly, Linda, a couple of years ago, California Water Environment Association came out with a few statistics about women in the operations field. And according to the U.S. Census in 2018, women made up only 5.8% of the operators in the industry and less than 25% of women in utility work overall. When I joined that career path, there were far less. So it's growing now. And my point here is we need diversity in the water and wastewater field. I don't think women really recognize or know that it's available. You can go into public health and work in water and wastewater treatment. You don't just need to go into a medical field and practice nursing or other medical. You can also go into the water and wastewater field.
It's a very passionate, life-sustaining, not affecting just one, but affecting all feeling of going in and being knowing about it, knowing what's happening about it, and protecting it.
Yes.
And educating other people about what they're doing when they're, whatever they're doing that could really damage other people's health.
Correct.
All right. So on that note, let's take a break here. I find this fascinating. I love your energy. And we come back, we're going to talk to Cyrus about J&J Pumps and how the two work together. Why you guys are both here together. Love that. All right. So Pat's at the helm. This is Linda Bott. Thank you so much for joining us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back.
Town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burn barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bach. Carl is on assignment. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're going to be talking about water in a minute here. Corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Brothers downtown area. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 16 and get 3 free with Quick and Clean. Now, we are here this morning with our Shasta College Hour. We've been talking with Pam Narona, and we could do like 2 hours with you and just talk about water, because it's such a big deal in our lives right now. And you've brought along with you Cyrus Jr. from J&J Pumps. Welcome to the show again.
Howdy. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're here this morning.
Well, I'm here because Pam Narona asked me to come, and I look up to her. She's going to be teaching the class at Shasta College for water and wastewater treatment. I was lucky to take that class under Tom Warnock and get my T2 and D2 operator certificate. And
why is that so important?
It's very important because we're seeing a lot of people retire and not a lot of young people going into the field. It doesn't have to be young people, but I think it's an awareness issue. So I think being here today, I wanted to be here today to help put some marketing towards that class, because it's very important. It's one class or one series of classes that you can get through, and you can acquire these certificates with the state and the job opportunities.
Through Shasta College.
Yep, through Shasta College. And these job opportunities, are plentiful if they can get this certificate. And it would be, with Pam teaching it, I think she's going to do a great job actually speaking to the operators and assisting them with some of the challenging parts of that class. But I think they'll get through it with her energy and passion, about the topic.
Can you share with us what a 2T and a D2 is?
Yes. So there's a series, it goes, I think, T1 through T5 or D1 through D5, but you start out with the, on the D1 or the T1, and you pass your state test. So this class will help you get through that. And once you have that certificate, though, T2 is for, or the T is for water treatment.
Treatment.
And the distribution is the pumps and everything leaving, and
okay,
all of the distribution piping and chlorination throughout the city.
All right, so we talked a little bit before you came on, which is fascinating for me, because we talked earlier, of course, with Pam. You're just this world of knowledge and have this infectious energy as well. And so Cyrus was saying, well, that's exactly why I'm here today, because of, you know, Pam. So I love the mentorship. But we talked about, like, okay, I want to buy that 5-10-acre parcel and live off-grid, and I would need my own well. Well, you were talking earlier, we're going to talk about J&J Pumps, so you would be super knowledgeable about this, but the ACID, what is the ACID Water District? Tell us what the ACID stands for.
Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District.
Okay, we hear ACID, but we didn't understand. Okay, and that water district has changed its flow, which is affecting the wells, which shallow wells. So how share with our listeners how that works.
So we're already having a problem with the drought. And unfortunately, ACID isn't able to put as much water in the canals this year. And between that and people having too shallow of wells in the areas, we're going to see just a compound of issues coming up. So if you do have a shallow well or you're worried about it, you go to the county's website. They've done a great job. They're a great resource. You go on there, you can click a button that your well's been dry, and you can fill out paperwork, and there's programs, I think, coming out that will be able to assist people. We've had to help some of our neighbors already down in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's if you think it's going to be a problem, that's definitely a great resource.
So if your well goes dry, I lived outside of Placerville, 15 minutes out of Placerville, and I remember as a kid we built a house out there and we did the whole the French ditch and the well, and I just remember it was first through fifth grade and all that process of doing it. We had really hard water and everything would be rusty. But hey, so if somebody's well goes dry, this is what we're talking, seeing livestock, people having to surrender their livestock because they have no way of, you know, share with us what we're looking towards.
Water is very important, and we need to take care of it. And rainwater collection would have been a thing that if they would have worked towards a little more. It hasn't made a lot of headway. And we need to take care of water. It's very important. If that well goes dry, I have a pump company. We can't make water. I can lower pumps. We can slow them down so they don't overdraft the well. We can add storage systems to them. We can add temporary storage tanks so water trucks can be delivered and hauled. We have a well down at our shop that's getting put online to be able to sell water, to be able to dispense water for small tanks up to large tanks. We got to get through this summer, but if the wells are deep enough, it shouldn't be a problem, but there are a lot of older, deeper wells that are going to see issues that probably should have been addressed anyways. You don't want a too shallow of a well. They could be influenced with surface water. So if they got a shallow well, if your well water quality changes in wintertime when it rains really hard, that tells you that you probably should have your well deepened or re-drilled anyway.
So what I guess the visual I would say is that the Anderson Cottonwood Water District, if you dig a well, you think you're digging the well into the water table.
Correct.
How can I guess the water table changes then if the Anderson the ACID area turns off the flow?
Well,
or changes the flow, or how?
When we have a lot of people irrigating, it's not just ACID, but when you have a lot of people irrigating in a certain area in the summertime, that groundwater gets very saturated, and the wells are able to keep up even if they're very shallow. We used to have a hand-dug well down in Churn Creek Bottom and a little hand pump, and it would pump. The water was only down 4 feet, and I think now it's probably closer to 20 feet down.
Okay.
So over time it's changed, and then we have a drought, so it's lower, and then without people being able to irrigate these farms and the canals, it's just going to be a big problem overall, compounding. So we're going to have to all be water wise and get through this. Get through this summer.
Why does J&J Pumps need a water treatment operator?
Well, we really don't, but our clients do. And they call us out and it's emergency and we show up, they're out of water. Technically, they're a water treatment operator. If they're a public water system, meaning they service so many more connections or so many people, so many throughout such a length of time per year, they're considered a public water system. Their operator should respond and should chlorinate and turn the system back online per AWWA standards. And a lot of times when we're called on emergency, it could be in the middle of the night or their operator might not be available. So my cousin and I went through the program and we both got our T2, D2 from Tom Warnock at the college, and it was another service that we were able to provide. And we're trying to get as many of our employees and any young people or anybody looking for a career path, I've been trying to push them towards this class because it would help everyone.
All right, so you've been listening to Cyrus Jr. From J&J Pumps. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I wish that we had a lot more time to cover what exactly is. We're smack in the middle of all of this together as far as our water, our sacred water. And Pam Nerona, Faculty Water and Wastewater Treatment, she is the teacher and a forever student, and as we all should be in life.
True, I think so.
Yeah.
Especially when the world's changing so much.
Every day, every minute.
Day. You bet.
So you guys have just been a world of information. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope we can do this again soon.
That would be super.
All
Thank
right.
you,
Linda. So we've Shasta College always brings us just the most incredible information, and we're so grateful to Peter Griggs for arranging this. Coming up after our break, in the next half hour, we have Donovan Lacey, who's the Director of Fire Technology and EMS. So he's waiting in the room and going to be with us in the next segment. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott, and we are thrilled to be here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. When I say thrilled, I mean I love when I learn. And Carl's on assignment, so I'm here at the helm with Pat, at the also the producer of this morning show. We've been here with Shasta College this last hour, 8 o'clock, the 8 o'clock hour, and you were listening earlier to Pam Nerona. She was talking about she's at the faculty at Shasta College, and somebody called in and said, how do I take this water class? And we also had Cyrus Jr. from J&J Pumps, and we know with what we're going through here with the drought and water and treatment and all of the things that we need to be together as a, and not just as a society and as a world, but for our health and for our future, with our environment and our children and our families. So you take a class at Shasta College. You can go in and take these classes. That's the beautiful thing of Shasta College. It's not like you have to, you know, go to some university a million miles away or go online. You can actually take these classes, and they are back in person, because I know for me, I would have to be in person. So that's the beautiful thing about Shasta College and where we are right now. So with me in this next hour, I know we're all worried about fires all around us, the sequoias you read on the front page of yesterday's news. What we're going to, I've got Donovan Lacey with me right now. He's the Director of Fire Technology, and you've been here before, but remind our listeners about the Fire Academy at Shasta and your role there, please.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
I've worked in the fire service up here in the North State since 1983, and now I serve as the Director of Fire and EMS out there at Shasta College. Basically, we do what we do to support the local communities, the local jobs, as far as the fire service and EMS.
All right. So EMS stands for?
Emergency Medical Services.
Okay. Just want to make sure this, you know, sometimes you need to break down what those little abbreviations are. The Regional Public Safety Training Center, the training grounds for the academy, has gone through a radical transformation thanks to Measure H. Can you tell us where this is located and all of that stuff, the classrooms, training structures, et cetera?
Absolutely. We're on the north end of the Shasta College campus. Many of you on Old Oregon Trail would see, as you drove north from Highway 299, the old fire training grounds. Basically, our goal is to maintain that for a lot of our wildland training. But we've moved into newer buildings. We have a two-story fire tower. We also have a two-story search building. We have new classrooms, and our goal is to serve the Fire Academy and Fire and EMS program, as well as administration of justice out there.
So tell us what you do. Like, after we leave today, I can read these questions and we could talk about it, but I don't want to get to know you as if we're having coffee. Okay. So tell us about you.
Well,
first date, coffee date.
Coffee date. All yeah. Right. Well, basically, out there at the college, I support the program. Like I said, I've been involved in the fire service here, qualified to teach. I used to teach out there part-time for the Fire Academy. So basically, when I have an instructor, let me back up a second. We like to bring in our instructors who actually work in the service. You know, there's some of us old retirees. You know, we maintain the stability of the program, but we also like to bring in the new, fresh people who are actually out there working in the field. Sometimes they can't show up, so sometimes I have to fill in. Also, sometimes when it comes to our equipment, I have to support that. You know, I fill in wherever, but I'm also in charge of, you know, promoting the programs, supporting it, the budgets, everything that has to do with the Fire and EMS program out there.
Do you ever have the boots on the ground that have your cell phone and call you because, I mean, I just think about the trauma and the, as a woman, I suppose, I think about, you know, it's like a soldier. At a certain point, you go out, you do what you're trained for, but there still is this maybe a psychological heaviness that happens from something that you've actually stood in the middle and witnessed. Do they call you? Where do they go to for advice? Are you that guy too?
I do some of that. We try and get professionals involved when it comes to things like that. You know, there are those of us who got through. I had my way of getting through when I seen things that some things you can't unforget.
Right.
And or can't forget, I should say. You can't unsee it.
Right.
You know, so it's some of those things that sometimes it's best to get a professional involved.
Right.
A lot of times those people are people in the fire or EMS or even law enforcement who are there, but they've also taken on the role of getting educated on how to support their fellow officers and fire personnel.
That's a really important part, I think, of the wellness of the danger that goes along with that, but the wellness aspect of, you know, because, you know, there's trauma in it. And not only for the people doing it, but the people experiencing it and being able to have this, you know, when we have that adrenaline rush of going in and doing it, when I'm saying we, I have no idea, but I can only imagine what happened with all of these. You guys are such heroes, and it's happening right now. So we need to really focus on the people who support for the people who do what they do. But you just got another training structure installed. Can you talk about how that is going to help you teach your cadets?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like just to back up a little bit with regards to the mental health. That's a big thing in all the services. It's one thing that we now teach in the Fire Academy. There are people who have been lost, and as my daughter, she's actually in the fire service and EMS. She's a paramedic as well. One thing that I've shared with her is you got to be ready for the next one. You'll see things that you don't ever want to see, but I'll tell you what, the next person who is trying to survive their nightmare, they need your 100%. So that's why it's best to get professionals involved as we can and help each other out and support each other. That's what we try to do. Now back to the fire training center. What was that last question?
Okay, we can bounce around because we're going to do that this morning. So you just got a new training training structure installed, and how is it going to help you teach your cadets? And let's talk about the cadets. But how's it going to teach your cadets?
Absolutely. Well, with our cadets, our first thing is to support the local fire service and EMS. But with regards to the fire training, our goal is to support like Redding Fire Department, Anderson, Shasta Lake City. Shasta out to the west, you know, Mountain Gate, Cottonwood. So our goal is to support. Our desire is to train them to be their best, so that way when they leave our fire academy, they're ready to go. They've got some experience. They've got a lot of training, and they also understand how to function, how to get through. There are times, you know, in this, like any job, you have the salty old crusty individual who doesn't like you because you're brand new, but we also teach them how to get through that.
And yeah, because that's real. That's a real world, folks.
Real world.
I don't care where you go. That's the real world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So going into this new fire prop, some of the things that we've been bringing in is not just, you know, they're state of the art. Some of these are world class props. This last one is one that was based on the Swedish survival system. And it was back in the 80s. I think it was 1986 in Sweden. They lost a couple firefighters, and their government focused on we need to train our people to ensure that firefighters do not die in the line of duty. So basically these props, you know, anybody can go out there and build a prop and who knows what it's going to do, light a fire, see what happens. These things are specially designed so that way we can instruct, we can teach them. And so with that, in this prop, we can show the students the fire behavior. They can also feel the heat. They're also in real smoke. So the reality is, and that's the environment that firefighters work in. And they have to search for people. They have to find the seat of the fire. A lot of times you cannot see 12 inches in front of you, but they have to function in that environment, and they can't panic. So this is an opportunity for them to actually see what happens, and then also see what happens when somebody randomly opens a window, like busting out windows. Some people think breaking out windows is going to help. Well, all it does is provide oxygen to the fire. So then instead of dealing with smoke, now you're dealing with flame all around you.
Mm.
The other thing that we do, with that prop, we had them add a vertical vent prop to it, a vertical vent component to it. So that way we see firefighters up on a roof cutting holes in roofs when the building is burning. We're wondering, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that for specific reasons. And one of the things is to get the heat and smoke up off the trapped victims. And then also to direct the fire up and out of the building. Otherwise, the fire is going to go horizontal, and it will end up coming out every window, every door. And so that's where, you know, you vent for fire, you vent for life, and you vent for safety. Venting, vertical venting also prevents backdrafts and things like that. So,
well, when we had some friends that lived up in French Gulch when that fire came through, and there was a particular guy who, and we do have a friend that stayed back, and he survived, and he helped save 10 houses. People said, you're crazy, but he was going to die with the land. That's how, just an old cowboy off the grid, not going to leave it. Anyway, so a guy came in after that fire came roaring down the gulch, and all of a sudden appeared the angel fire guy, and he backlit something, and, you know, and I think there's such a science that, boom, let's try that one, and it helps.
Absolutely. Everything that you see, there's a design to it, and you take just what that happened. Everything, when it comes to putting fire on the ground, you have to know what you're doing. You have to be able to factor in the weather, the topography, everything that goes with it, and what is going to happen, because once you put fire on the ground, now you take responsibility. So that firefighter who put that fire on the ground, they took a lot of responsibility, but they also know the impacts if they make a mistake. So they make sure that they do it right. That's just one of those things. And fighting fire with fire is an actual tactic. And a lot of times it makes a big difference, but you got to do it right. You got to have a start point. You got to have an end point, and you have to have support crews to make sure that basically that fire is not going to jump the road, jump your fire line. So, yeah, there's a lot of science behind it.
A lot of science behind it. We're going to take a break. We're very happy to have Donovan with us this morning. Donovan Lacey, Director of Fire Technology. Now, if you've heard the programs this morning, this last 8 o'clock hour, these are all Shasta College right here in Reading. We are so blessed. Every time we have you guys on, I learn so much. And you can, too. You can go out to Shasta College. It's wonderful to be able to have these experts that come on. And what you can learn if you choose to maybe just take a class. But it's fascinating to hear. And we were going to talk about fires and the change of what we can maybe look not towards, but be on the lookout for. Because it's all changing right now, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Here on KCNR 96.5 FM, BNT Satellite and Reading Dish, premier local retailer providing our area with the best value. That's BNT Satellite. You get TV's only 2-year price guarantee. Call 241-3471. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Gulf 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Pat, you are in tune because you know that's how I want to do this next segment. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Also online, you can hear this information in the archives because earlier we had a fascinating first segment with Pam Nerona, and who was teaching the water wastewater treatment at Shasta College. She's on the faculty, and she talks about that she was a student, but that's fascinating. That's a fascinating program, and I do want to have her come back. And Cyrus Jr. from J&J Pumps, we're really in a somewhat of a crisis here. We've been living in Reading. I've been here for 15 years, and we could talk about drought, we could talk about fires, but we're really in the middle of what they would call the perfect firestorm, and there's not a better person to talk about it right now than our guest, Donovan Lacey, who's the Director of Fire Technology at EMS, also EMS, at Shasta College. We've been covering a lot of things about what people can learn and the Fire Academy and how this opens. This is a great, information and skills that's great for women and for all people, with the cadets that have just gone through as well. But we want to talk a little bit. I want to bring this down to something that's really important. We get some great information at the breaks. You and I were talking about what we need to look at right now as a community and our individual responsibility.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've heard in the fire service, I mean, every year it's always going to be where you have the 31st worst fire season ever, on and on and on. The thing that concerns me this year is the fact of lack of water, lack of irrigation. One of the things we've had with PG&E shutting down power, those things have to do with our wells. But the other thing is a lot of people with what was talked about earlier, shallow wells, they don't have the water that they once had. Also, what was also fire breaks for us as firefighters, when it comes to like the Churn Creek Bottom, pastures out there in Bella Vista and Palisadro, green doesn't burn very well. So those are some of the natural fire breaks for us. We don't have those this year. That's one of the things that is very concerning for me. I think we're going to see things that we haven't seen in a long time. Even around my place, it's very dry. Where last year I was feeling very comfortable, this year I feel very uneasy. The one thing that I will tell you is make sure that you get all the combustibles, all stacks of firewood, get those away from your house. Make sure everything is trimmed down as close to the ground as possible. Dirt doesn't burn. Make sure you have all the leaves cleaned out of your gutters, because a lot of times in these wildland fires, you know, it's spotting half to three quarters of a mile ahead of the fire. Well, it doesn't matter whether there's green or dirt around you. If it lands on your house in a gutter filled with leaves, it's going to catch on fire. The goal is to give your firefighters here in the North State a chance to help you. Make sure you have your go bags ready to go. Make sure that you're ready to leave and you leave early when they tell you to, because this year it's actually going to be a real firefight to keep things safe and keep things protected. So those are some of the things that I just want to share and be ready.
Well, we have, we just ended up purchasing a horse trailer, because we have a horse now out in Palisadro, and we think, I don't want to have to wait for somebody else to do that. We need to be self-sufficient. So not only do you think about your go bag in your house, and like, what do you do with your art, what do you do with your things, and your whatever your, you know, how you pack that, and I was thinking about having a room that would just be, if I had an hour, that everything would be ready during this fire season in one area, that I know I could pack my car, then we have to go out and get the horse. I have no idea. I really haven't even thought about once the horse is in the trailer, where we take her.
Absolutely. One of the things typically when a fire's coming through, the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, they're basically in charge of disaster planning. What they will typically do is they will have shelters set up for your animals. A lot of times it becomes the Shasta County Fairgrounds, places like that. Many different places, different ranches, you know, they will open up to be able to assist with that. So once you said, be ready. Ready to be self-sufficient and understand that it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
I know when the car fire was hitting Redding, it was very chaotic. I'm sure some of you remember. So, but take your time, be calm, be safe.
Right, be safe. Okay, so the Regional Public Training Center isn't just for training the Shasta College Fire Academy cadets. You also have a wide variety of instructors and other agencies who use the center as well, correct?
Absolutely. We have the City of Redding Fire Department that comes out there pretty frequently. Cal Fire, they do their rehire academies out there. They also do their hiring academies out there at the college. Basically, a lot of our cadets who go through our program, they get picked up right with Cal Fire. Well, that means they only have to go through about a week-long hiring academy. It makes it very quick, very smooth for them. So those contracts also, having the relationship with the local fire districts and fire departments, it also opens the doors for them to actually reduce their insurance rates for their communities, because they have a training facility so their people can train. Also, some of those advanced techniques, those advanced props that we have for saving lives, they use those as well. So that way they're well prepared in this community.
So is there still a huge need for firefighters locally and statewide?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a huge need all over the state. If you get your firefighter one, it's pretty much an open door. The biggest thing is you got to take care of your background. So when you're in those critical situations and you're thinking, how's this going to impact, whether I should drive or not drive, don't drive.
Wow. Okay, so you've been listening to Donovan Lacey with Shasta College, who is the Director of Fire Technology. I love the fire technology part, like the science of it. So finally, what I'd like to ask in this last 3 minutes of our show is that, do you love what you do, and why do you keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I love, the fire service in general. That's why I started when I was 19. I actually, since I retired from the City of Redding after 32 years, I started helping out Anderson for 5 more years, and now I'm out to college. It's just one of those things that it's a passion, it's a love. I love seeing, you know, these people now in this different capacity. I love seeing those young firefighters or cadets find their way, find their future, find their dream, and go for it. And also, what I like is preparing them well for the community. I was a training chief for a while with the city of Reading, and we focused heavily on operations, and it paid off. There's some things that happened in the city of Reading where people got rescued, and it falls right back to their training. Training is a huge thing, so that way they're well prepared to save the people in their communities.
And finally, we were talking about the fact of the psychological aspect of, you know, how much the not only in, you know, police work, but in fireman work, when you're dealing with emergency crises. So, you know, how much it's evolved through the years. And now you're teaching, you know, technology and have all these wonderful structures and at the academy right here. In Reading, we have an incredible resource at Shasta College.
Absolutely. Shasta College is an amazing place, just like the Fire Academy as well as the EMT program. Once you're done with that, once you've passed it and passed all the state testing, you can go get a job right away. And that's the beauty of it.
And didn't you say your daughter was a EMT?
Yep, she's actually a paramedic.
Oh,
and,
wow.
She's worked for all the agencies, and actually she had to take some time off to have a little baby.
So.
I've got a grandchild right now.
I love the glow, glow in your face. Yeah,
oh,
well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yep,
yeah.
So she's worked in the fire service. She went to the fire academy out there at Shasta College. And once again, she's like me. She just loves the drive of